Air New Zealand is cutting the number of flights to deal with its staff shortages. Chief Executive Greg Foran says the airline has recorded its highest rates of crew sickness in more than a decade, resulting in a spate of short-notice flight cancellations. So in response, domestic and international schedules will operate at 90% of pre-COVID capacity for the next 6 months, a period which includes the busy summer holiday period. Greg Foran says 100,000 out of 11 million customers will be affected by the reduced capacity over the next 6 months. Earlier, he told me why Air New Zealand has made these changes.
It's been a pretty challenging 5 weeks, you know, a combination of quite a bit of sickness and then some pretty inclement weather. So we ended up impacting, you know, the best part of 50, 60,000 people over the last 5 weeks, including through the school holidays. And we really want to avoid getting ourselves into a situation, particularly around Christmas time, of not being able to get people where they need to get to. And the second thing is, it just takes a little bit of pressure off some of our frontline staff in particular.
Okay, so let's talk about domestic first and how it's going to work. If you wake up this morning and you've noticed a change in your flight, you'll either be on a different flight on the same day. If that's not convenient, what do you do?
Yeah, look, we'll if you can't get on the same flight on the same day in terms of domestic, then you do have the ability to get a refund. If it's an international flight, then it's a day either side and also the same day. But, you know, the ability to opt in and accept that or opt in and go for either a refund or a credit is available, and we'll process those accordingly.
So just to be clear, if your flights change, say, from 7 in the morning till 7 at night, can you say, no, I don't want that, and get a full refund?
No, you can't. Not if it's on the same day domestically. Our policies are that if we can move you on that same day, and in most cases we can, then we endeavour to do exactly that. And I would stress again that this is still a very small minority of the flights that we're talking about. So, you know, usually we're moving sort of circa 500 flights domestically in a day, give or take. And we're talking here about 10.
How do you decide which passengers get moved? Is it based on the price of ticketing or your airpoint status? Are there factors which influence your decision?
Well, when we decide to actually, you know, cancel a flight, then it's everyone obviously involved in that flight. If you're referring to something like in a situation where we may have more people booked on the plane than there are seats available, and there are reasons that can occur, such as connecting flights are delayed, and so therefore people who were due to go on an earlier plane are then put on a later one, then the process for that is usually cheapest price is removed first.
So is your advice to people if they're worried about this in the future that you buy the more expensive flight?
No, I wouldn't encourage people to do that. Corin, it's you know, our objective is to try and get everyone on the plane.
Mm. So come Christmas, you're confident with these measures, we won't have a repeat of what we saw in the last school holidays of those instant cancellations because of sickness and those sort of things?
You know, Corin, one of the things I've learnt in this role over the last 2.5 years is always be ready for the next side swipe in aviation. So what we're doing here is building in some more insurance. Very hard to predict, you know, what's going to happen with COVID. Very hard to predict sickness rates overall. But what we can do and what we are doing here is building some more insurance in so that I have more confidence with these actions by just tweaking the system a bit here than I would if we didn't tweak the system, and that's what we're doing.
One of the issues in the past that's been a little bit controversial has been the issue around refunds and credit. So if someone can't be put on that same day flight and they have a refund available, is that a credit or do they get their cash back?
You know, our situation is that we want to get people domestically to where they need to on the same day. If we can't do that, then a refund is available. In terms of international, If we have to move some international flights, and there will be some adjustments internationally as we tweak the schedule, then it's a day beforehand, the day of, and the day after. And if we can't hit those schedules, then people are certainly entitled to a refund.
And that refund is cash. It's not just another credit to use for another flight.
Correct. They get their money back.
If people, with the international issue, if they do have problems with connecting flights, will Air New Zealand help them?
Yes, we will. And we've been boosting up rapidly over the last few months our call centre staff to be able to assist and deal with some of these flight connections, which can become quite tricky. And we've made good progress there. Usually, you know, as I look at sort of wait times on call centres, that's been coming down very nicely, particularly over the last couple of weeks.
And that is the Chief Executive of Air New Zealand, Greg Foran, with that announcement this morning that they are just dialing back things a little bit to try and cope with any potential disruptions for the coming holidays over the next 6 months. So that's what, October holidays and then the Christmas holidays.